My name is Robert Daze. I am 21 years old, and I'm an adopted Korean American.
Well, like, I was born and raised in Mexico, but by a single parent, my mom. Like, I don't really know my dad. Like, I don't even know what he looks like. So it would be kind of hard for me to, like, yeah, I seriously don't have any memory of my father.
He tucked us in real good.
Yeah.
He tucked us in so tight that we couldn't move.
My father moved out of our house when I was about 3 and then passed away when I was 8. I just turned 8, I think. I don't remember him at all in our house. I do remember his car. I remember being in his car with him. He would listen to John Denver and sing to me and sing Follow Me.
And it was really comforting to know that my dad was always there for me, like even when I was a kid and crying, and like just to know that he's still there for me now.
Unfortunately, because he worked so many hours, I don't remember a lot of the things that we did when I was really little.
I saw a different side of my dad come out the night of my accident, and then after that. Just terrible. I realized how much he loved me that night. And to see my dad crying, that was hard to swallow. Because my dad's a pretty, like I've said, he's a soft guy, and I've seen him tear up, but to see him actually cry, thinking that he's lost me or that I don't have an eye, and just seeing the terror on his face, I know that I can't even imagine what it must feel like to see your own child like lying and looking as if they're dead on the ground. That must have just been terrible for them. They had it way worse than me.
Well, my dad was in the Navy.
It's almost like my dad doesn't allow you to rest. Like, you have to keep going and keep going and keep going. There's always more to do, and there's always more to achieve, and there's always more to, you know, make. And if it's not good enough, you always have to do your absolute best when you do something and make sure it's perfect so you can get it perfect, 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 perfect.
He felt the concern he had over me, and it's just the moment, like, you didn't pay attention to it too much. You know your parents love you, but right then, I think at that moment, even though I was feeling okay, he was kind of worried that I wasn't feeling all right, you know, and I think that was like, okay, all right, Dad. I was like, and then I knew I had him. I was like, I got you now. I know I'm Daddy's girl. I know I can get kind of what I want, so that's a fun memory.
You know, there's something missing that I never really had a relationship with a father, and
it wasn't until like I think eighth grade I realized, I'm like, you know what, like, well, eighth grade, like, I still didn't necessarily like talking to him about all kinds of person, but like in terms of being embarrassed of him, like in front of friends and stuff, I was like, everyone's parents are, you know, embarrassing, like mine can't be that much more so. I guess like somewhat got over it.
But he does have his chair, like, it's your, like, my dad's chair. Like, you just don't sit in the chair. And, like,
and we had something called SDB, which was Scratch Daddy's Back. So when I wanted something, he would say, well, what am I going to get? And I'll say, two nights of SDB. I'll promise, two nights of SDB.
It's his, when he wants you to do something, he'll, like, be like, hey, can you do this? You know, kind of like asking, but you know that he's not really asking. You know, that if you don't do it, he'll be like, well, what, blah, blah, blah.
After that, I was like, wow, I actually can I can talk to my dad about stuff. He'll actually listen to me. It's not too bad.
My dad and I would always come from dance or skating or whatever and go to the local 7-Eleven and pick up a candy bar before we got home and get rid of the evidence before we got home.
You know, actually, I gotta say he's pretty calm, too. Like, you know, like I said, he always seems more suspicious. But when I actually do get in trouble. Say thank you for his action.
I have an amazing amount of respect for him, and he's my dad. I know he'll always be my dad, and no matter how hard-headed he probably is, and I am, how much we bump heads, I don't know. He will walk me down my aisle. He will meet his grandkids if it happens, you know. Just, yeah, that's the person who will lead you in life, you know.